100.7 WHUD. Hey, it's Mike and Casey, 8:47 the time.
All right, Seth Meyers moves from your TV screen to a stage for live stand-up comedy this weekend. We spoke with Seth at his office at The Late Show on NBC. He's looking forward, though, to performing two shows at Ridgefield Playhouse Sunday night.
I'm really excited about that. It's fun to work on an hour in front of a smaller group of people like that. And, I can't wait.
What can you tell the people that are going to go to both shows? Is it going to be completely different?
The shows will be fairly similar to each other. Unless there's things the early show hates, then maybe I will take them out. But I will say it's nice for me to get out and do stand-up. I really like it. It's a very different rhythm than the show we do here every night, whereas we're chasing the headlines with late night. Doing stand-up is an opportunity to talk more about my family, more about, you know, my life. And there's a little bit of politics, but that's really not what the show's about. And hopefully people will enjoy the break from the daily news grind as much as I do on the hour on stage. I think when you have a comedy mind, you think of things all the time. And some things don't fit in the box of late night. And it's nice to have other places to put those ideas. And so that's why it's been, you know, important for me to continue to try to do stand-up every now and then. I had really good advice from Craig Ferguson, who of course used to do this for a living too, and he was out doing stand-up while he still had his show, and he said, I feel like if I took a year off, I'd never do it again. And so that's the effort, is just to try to get out and sort of water the garden every now and then, just to make sure it's a skill that you still have in your arsenal.
Well, you've created an image in my mind now of you watering the garden, and
I've never used that analogy, and nor have I ever watered a garden, so I apologize for where that came from.
You're coming up with all new material even as we speak.
There we go, that's how fast it happens.
And how would you describe your comedic style as a stand-up? Observational? Do you interact with the audience? What do you do?
I would say it's observational. It's storytelling. It's personal history stuff. Makes it exciting to just know going into the night that you're going to have a full hour in front of people, and the goal is to sort of keep their attention for that hour and make sure you do the best to maintain that attention. But, you know, anytime you do stand-up, until you get that first laugh, you just think to yourself, like, this is a terrible idea. What am I thinking going out in front of these people I have never met and basically trying to engage with them for an hour? And then you get a couple of laughs, and then you're off and running.
And I wonder, do the people come in, and because your name is Seth Meyers, they're expecting a lot, so they really have a high bar for you to get over? Or are they knowing that you're funny to begin with, so they're with you from the beginning?
Oh, that's a good question. I certainly hope the latter, but if they want to have a really high bar, I think they're going to be satisfied too. So I would say in general, we're all going to have a good time.
I'm just so curious about whether or not your family is really funny, or you just exaggerate routine stories.
I will say that my parents and my brother are genuinely really funny people. And then, you know, with my wife and kids, you know, they have just provided a lot of interesting moments over the last 3 years that we've all been together. So it is a really fun time going through it all.
And now you can see him in person, Seth Meyers.
Caller 7, 1-877-274-9483. Caller 7 wins two tickets to Seth Meyers.
Yeah, 9:30 Sunday night at Ridgefield Playhouse. Let's do it. Two tickets to Ridgefield, 1-877-274-9483.